Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got a fun one for you tonight. And by fun, I mean the opposite of that. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about three topics that on the surface seem unrelated, but I promise you that by the end of this video, you will understand how all three of these things connect. So just a brief introduction. One of the things I'm going to be talking about is how female comedians absolutely suck, and there is no reason in the world you should be listening to them most of the time. I understand the irony because technically I'm a female comedian, but I don't care. I said what I said, and I'm going to back it up. And lastly, we're going to get into why, if you are listening to anyone who is still defending Nick Fuentes or attacking you for questioning the Charlie Kirk assassination, well, there was an assassination, but the true story behind it, you should be extremely skeptical of such people, and I'm going to get into why. And all three of these things are connected. You may have noticed that I'm wearing a new sweater. Okay, it's a little sweater with some birds on it. Now, I've had some fans complain that I need to have more and different tops. And I want to say this to you guys. There's only so many things I can be good at. And I'm batting out of my league as a woman for comedy. I'm not the funniest comedian in the world. It's nice that you guys think so, but it's not true. But as a woman, I'm doing pretty good. This is all to say that if you have any fashion tips for me, please put some comments below, send some links to places that you like clothing. No, I don't need any I'm going to the club and I'm 23 clothes, okay? So don't like link Forever 21 or Kim Kardashian's line or anything like that. Nice clothes that I can wear as I break down how the Jews are destroying your society. Okay, is that too much to ask? All right, let's get to the first story. This is fun, right? There have been a couple of female comedians. Now, you guys, you know, you say things about me in the comments. You're like, well, Leonard is like one of only a few funny comedians that I like, a few funny female comedians. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And then in the next sentence, you list another woman who's absolute trash as also being funny. And I go, great. Now your opinion of me is sus. Maybe I'm not actually funny. That's what starts going. Go, if this person thinks I'm funny, but they also think this other loser is funny, it must mean that I'm not funny, okay? But then I go back and I look at my jokes and I realize that actually I'm pretty decently funny. It is just a horrendous excuse of a woman, of a conservative, and of a comedian. And her name is Arian Wexler, okay? And of course, in the typical Judeo-satanic fashion, she's so obsessed with herself. So she's got to spell her name as if a dyslexic kid who'd never been introduced to the alphabet is writing it. Because you're like, there's no reason for you to spell Arian this way. By the way, there's no way. And I don't care if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. You're trash. Here's it. Let's go watch this joke so you guys can actually see what I'm talking about. Because it's truly, truly phenomenal that somebody would go on a stage, say this stuff confidently, and then act like they killed it, and then post it, and then have other people be like, this is so funny. This is why I worry for you. I worry for you people, because as soon as somebody steps on in the limelight and just says a few things that are kind of radical that you agree with, you like give them the green light to do whatever and be whatever. And that's how you end up in a situation with Nick Fuentes, who's a gay Mexican, potentially a fed, leading a supposed white nationalist movement. It happens like this.
He's such a sweet boy. Anyone knows dogs, like he's a classic lab. He loves everyone, wants to play with everyone, but I won't let him play with pits. Because the thing is, pit bulls are like Muslims.
Not really sure what's funny there. That actually, it's not even funny at all. You're just saying something extreme and then expecting everybody to be like, ha ha ha, which a lot of people laugh when you say something that's supposed to be offensive. By the way, I'm not offended that she's talking about Muslims. Like, make fun of Muslims all day long. I'm offended that she's acting like this is funny. That's what I'm offended by.
By the way, the few people who aren't excited about this are the pit bull owners in this room. listen, they're not all violent. Most of them aren't, but somehow, almost every violent attack happens with them. They're like the Al-Qaeda sleeper cell of dogs, you know? You'll see a pit for years, so happy, so sweet, and then they get a signal that we don't see, and they're activated, and your face is torn off. And then you have some liberal white woman defending it, saying that you shouldn't put it down, and that somehow it was your fault. They're like, well, all the ones that I grew up with were super peaceful. Great, we should put them in our dog parks, because it worked out so well in all the other dog parks, right? This is a breed that was just, they made it just recently. It's meant for illegal fighting. And we have to pretend that all those years of inbreeding and raising them from a young age to fight, like that just goes away and suddenly they're westernized, I mean domesticated. And you have to wonder if it's a practicing pit. And you know, this isn't, this isn't a metaphor for anything. Theo's like, he's...
I'm sure when she wrote this, she was really getting high thinking about how clever it was. And that's a problem. We used to call these Japs, Jewish American princesses, who were spoiled rotten, were made to feel like everything they did was so special. They're so fantastic because already, like, we're from this special group of people and now you're in this special family and then the special family loves you because you're their girl and you get whatever you want. And they're spoiled rotten and they're usually, like, really mediocre people, but they get to certain levels of success through rampant nepotism and connections. And then all that does is make their ego inflated and even more intolerable. So you may not realize the psychological propaganda that's going on in that bit. So I'm going to break it down for you. There is the obvious psychological propaganda of, ooh, the dirty, dirty Muslims who we all have to fear and hate. And remember that they did this during 9/11. And remember, whatever you think about Muslims, remember that they used that exact propaganda to pass the Patriot Act, which did nothing to the Muslims and stripped you of your right to defend yourself and your right to privacy. So just remember that when anybody starts pushing this propaganda, the Patriot Act really sounded like we're going to get the Muslims, right? And then what happened? We got the TSA where you get a bunch of fat black women molesting you and giving you sass just because you want to get on a plane and you've got to go through a cancer x-ray radiation machine. You can't take a water bottle on the plane because the companies that work at the airport want to make sure they make a profit off of you. Yes, that's the real reason why your right to privacy went out the window and you have now totally paved the way for a totalitarian dictatorship. You got the Iraq and Afghanistan war that killed thousands of Americans for not our interests. And after those wars, what do you know? We had to taken a bunch of Middle Eastern refugees who now Aaron Wexler wants to get on stage and tell you how awful they are. She doesn't want to rewind to why they're here and how her people are the reason they're in here directly and indirectly. You can go look at what are the big NGOs that bring in these immigrants that are not compatible with Western society, and you will find a little tiny hat. All right, everybody, don't forget to go to my website, leonardaisfunny.com. Sign up to be on my mailing list, which is entirely free. You would just go here and you'd go to register. Pretty easy. That way, if I ever get axed off of every social media platform, you will know where I am, what I'm up to, and be able to watch my content. If you want to support the show, one of the great ways you can do that is becoming a premium member, which allows you exclusive access to all kinds of videos and footage that I don't put on the web because I would get canceled. I mean, I don't put on YouTube. And then, of course, I've got my tour dates there, which you can check out. This month, I'm going to be all over Florida. My first show in Tampa is sold out. So if you would like to see me, grab tickets to the 9:30 show, and then you can check out all my other dates there. And of course, merch. Beyond that, she does the old blame the white liberal woman. This is a new phenomenon that's happening. Ever since the left got out of control by their handlers and turned on Israel, which they weren't supposed to do, the masterminds that they are could not conceive 5 seconds into the future that if you create an ideology in which all white people are evil and all brown and native people are innocent, that they would then apply that in parallel circumstances, which you didn't want them to, like the war in the Middle East, and notice that there's a bunch of white looking people coming in and colonizing a bunch of brown natives and kicking them out, and go, wait a second, my ideology told me to hate you. And then you go, whoa, 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 we're the wrong kind of white people. We're not white at all. You gotta hate your own kind. So that's gotten out of control from them. So now what they're doing is they're pivoting. And you see this with the Mark Levins, with the Bill Ackmans, with the Aaron Wexlers, where they are pivoting into being right wing. Because this is the pro-Zio side. This is the Republican, now we're going to show them damn Muslims, stupid Muslims, they don't know anything, right? This is the mega churches that are tied at the hip with a certain nation in the Middle East that very wisely took its name from the Bible so that they could project themselves back into history for a sense of legitimacy. And what they are doing is controlling any kind of true right-wing movement to make sure that it always stays aligned with their interests and only aims their fury and their ire at their enemies. There's a couple of things in here that she says that I think are really important for us to break down why it's absolutely retarded. So one of the things is she really wants you to focus on, and by the way, guys, not defending Muslims over here. I got a real big problem with what's going on in the UK. The UK really has an out of control Muslim population. But if we're going to be honest about it, it's less about them being Muslim and it's more about them being brown. Even though the Islamic aspect of it is what makes them it kind of endorses their violence by giving them an ideology behind their racial hatred, right? Jihad, and this is about religion. The Sikh is not, that killed Henry Nowak was not a Muslim. The Indians that are going in there and scamming, they're not Muslims. So it is really about race, which is what they don't want you to pay attention to, because then you're going to say, well, wait a second, it doesn't matter that your skin color is the same. What race are you? All right, and this is something that gets lost on people who don't have the ability to perceive beyond the surface level. Let's bring back an old term from the days of the internet. Let's call them Brazilians, okay? This group of people whom we shall call Brazilians have often staged or conducted or faked terrorist attacks and then left the blame at the foot of the Muslim boogeyman. And they've stood there and pointed their finger with blood on their hands at the Muslim boogeyman and set you off in the direction of the Muslim boogeyman so that you would never notice the Brazilian behind the orchestration of the terror attack. So she wants to talk about how, you know, she's, and by the way, this is a perfect comment here that's at the top. This was better when all the other comics did this exact joke about black people. And it's true. People did this joke about the pit bulls and how they're really just black people and they did a much better job than she's doing. She is a tasteless hack thief of a comedian who is only here to push propaganda. So you guys need to wake up and not just be like, oh, this is a conservative and they're saying the things that I like. They're wearing your values as a skin suit. And Aaron Wexler has connections to Bill Ackman, which if you guys don't know who Bill Ackman is, he is another Brazilian who made a shit ton of money during the COVID shutdowns because he happened to have inside information. And he also set up the Hamptons meeting with a bunch of influencers when they cornered Charlie Kirk and demanded to know why he was saying these atrocious things about Israel, which were true, but they were atrocious and we couldn't have it. Well, that's another shitty female comedian. Okay. So, yes, as you can see, Max Blumenthal, who wrote a lot about the Charlie Kirk situation and the fact that Israel was probably connected to it, also outed her as one of the members in this secret meetup that happened in the Hamptons, right? Along with a bunch of other pro-Zio influencers, okay? All part of propaganda. And she, what you can see is she is positioning herself as the anti-liberal comedian. And what you need to understand about Brazilians is that they have no political affiliations. They have only an affiliation to being a Brazilian. And they will get to their end goal whichever way possible. The whole division of I'm a liberal Brazilian and I'm a conservative Brazilian is nothing but an illusion for the goy. Do not be a goy and see beyond the fake division that is being administered for you so that you can be at, you know, at each other's necks. Like, we're family members. Family members don't speak to each other if they're on the wrong side of the political divide. I can't tell you guys how Marxist that is. By the way, a Brazilian would never do that. Go ahead and take a look. Noam Chomsky was flying around with Jeffrey Epstein, who supposedly was conservative, right? No problems there, okay? So the issue is that she wants to say all this stuff about the Muslims and their terror attacks, but one of the major things that people don't realize is how many terror attacks were committed by Brazilians. That's correct. If you want to go ahead and take a look, Israel's current Minister of National Security, this man named Itamar Ben-Gvir, who you may have seen recently go viral in this moment, you may have seen this picture. This is him, by the way. He was arrested for terrorism, and then he was made Israel's Minister of National Security. No problem there, right? Why don't you want to talk about terrorism? You want to talk about a breed that's known for crazy levels of violence? Oh, let's take a look at who was behind BLM. Did you guys know that in 2001, Bill Clinton pardoned a Brazilian terrorist who committed acts of terror here on American soil? What? You didn't hear about this on the Brazilian-owned media? Can't believe that. Her name was Susan Rosenberg. She was part of a group called the Weather Underground. Now we can go ahead and take a look. What is the Weather Underground? And you'll see that Google doesn't call them a terrorist organization, but let's go ahead and see what they were. It was an American, notice how they call it American. Yeah, who was in it? Oh, Susan Rosenberg, Linda Sue Evans, and there was another couple of Bergs, by the way, but it's American, don't worry about it. Brazilian Marxist militant group founded in 1969 as a faction of students for Democratic Society. Okay, they aim to violently overthrow the U.S. government to protest the Vietnam War and systematic racism. Between 1969 and 1977, so 8 years, guys, they carried out a series of, look how they call it, direct actions. They were terrorist attacks, including riots and, there it is, bombing of government buildings, including the U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon. They actually killed people, three of their own members, but they did also kill people. And they're saying that they were trying to, like, destroy property rather than people, but there's a video of these people in the Weather Underground debating whether it was okay to kill white children since you knew they were just going to grow up to be white supremacists and part of the problem. I'm not kidding. You can look this up for yourself. So while Aaron Wexler wants to go on there and talk about how we know all the Muslims are doing the terrorist attacks, Leonardo Joni, an actual comedian who shouldn't know this much about history, will tell you that the real terrorists have always been Aaron Wexler's group pretending to be Muslims. Not saying that Muslims don't do terrorist attacks. We see what they're doing in the UK. We see what they've done in France. Frankly, I'm all for those governments kicking those people. Kicking them out is the nice option, let me just say. Let me just say that kicking them out is a nice option, and I don't think they should do the nice option. Okay? So that's where I stand on those folks. So this isn't about, ooh, you said something about the Muslims and I'm offended. No, this is about you're a bullshit. You're covering up for your people's involvement in this, and we are not going to solve these problems as long as we keep getting distracted by their distractions. Understand? And don't get all your like head all, oh my God, she's hot. She's hot and she's saying
such
like,
a sweet boy. Anyone knows.
She's hot and she's saying like these radical things. Look at those. Oh my God. Nice nose job. You didn't even know she had a nose job, did ya? You thought this was natural. Come on, folks. Come on. Constantly cover this up and then get us to be radicalized and then fighting the wrong enemy, which by the way, there's 2 billion Muslims. So they have plenty of foot soldiers. The problem is the control valve. Now, what's interesting is that when you look up, by the way, this Susan Rosenberg, who Bill Clinton pardoned in 2001, why are you pardoning somebody who wants to overthrow the U.S. government through violent means and literally bomb the Capitol? But then remember January 6th when a bunch of white people just protested what they thought was a stolen election? And how you dragged them no matter where they were. And the pardon only happened because people were protesting. How about that? How about that? And by the way, Trump, you know, he really could have pardoned those people before he left office. But he is a traitor. And he was holding it so that he could do something at the beginning of his term, his second term, and say, see, I did a good job for you guys. And it was actually a way for him to make sure that you reelected him. Susan Rosenberg was actually one of the people who went on to fund BLM, which destroyed property, destroyed people, burned down cities, defunded the police, which actually resulted in more black people dying. So you know they don't really care about black lives. But when you try to go through a fact check, look, this is what they say. Yeah, it's true. She served as the vice chair of the board of directors for Thousand Currents, an organization that provides fundraising and fiscal sponsorship for Black Lives Matter global movement. She was an active member of revolutionary left-wing movements whose illegal activities... This is, you see what they do with words? Whose illegal activities included bombing U.S. government. What's undetermined? In the absence of a single universally agreed definition of terrorism, it's a matter of subjective determination as to whether the actions of Rosenberg were convicted, imprisoned, possession of weapons should be described as acts of domestic terrorism. Okay, we don't know if this lunatic Brazilian woman bombing the U.S. Capitol is an act of domestic terrorism. Your tweets about this Brazilian woman are clearly an act of domestic terrorism. Do you see the insanity, folks? Do you see it? Okay. And I will remind you that they used all spinning up everybody's emotions about these Muslims and who wanted to come in and were bombing our country in order to take away your rights. Your rights, because those Muslims came in way more after our war in Iraq and Afghanistan than before. So thanks a lot, Patriot Act. Thanks for helping us with that. And you don't want to go ahead and look into who created those x-ray scanners that give you cancer if you go through them enough times. That was Michael Chertoff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the person that was second in charge of the Department of Homeland Security. He was the second guy in charge of it, and he's making tons of money out of it. So, yeah, no problem. No problem. Okay. And let's remember to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Antelope Hill Publishing has all of your literary needs if you don't want to be a gay liberal or a cucked conservative. One of their newest books is called El Duce Massimo, Selected Speeches and Writings of Mussolini. If you say it like that, it sounds less offensive. Now, what you guys may not know is that Mussolini was a young man of humble background and had no aspirations beyond becoming a simple school teacher. And yet he ended up becoming one of the most prominent political figures of Italy. Even though we've been taught horrible things about him, I think it would be interesting to go read some of his firsthand speeches. They cover his speeches from his earliest speeches to the first attempt on his life. I would highly encourage everybody to go grab this book and use my promo code for a discount. It's important that we all become well-informed and in charge of our own education, especially those of you who have children. God forbid you're sending them into the hellfire of public school where they can come home and tell you that they want to chop their dick off. It would be better for you to raise them at home and give them light readings like this. By the way, here's another example where they pretend, Brazilians pretending to be Muslims to stir up hatred and direct your anger there, okay? So this went viral a little while ago. They say, oh, this was a Muslim woman who made the Nazi salute and harassed a Jewish woman.
Paul fucking Hitler. And any fucking Hitler's friend or fucking Zionist, you guys too. Paul fucking Hitler.
Yeah.
Paul fucking Hitler. And guess what?
I will pray for you.
I will pray for you.
I will pray for you.
This is called kosher theater, guys.
I will pray for you.
But the woman on the other side is supposedly a Zionist. This is an anti-Zionist. Okay, then we go. We look at it. It's actually been revealed. The Muslim, what do you know? She's just a Brazilian hooker. What do you know? Same woman, by the way. You should know because Muslim women, you know, they don't walk with that much confidence, you know, it's been beat out of them. So that should have been your first clue. This ain't a real Muslim. Also, just giving you literally everything you need. And there was another woman who supposedly was wearing one of those Palestinian scarves and she was doing the Nazi salute. And then she turned out to be, what do you know, a Brazilian. If you haven't caught on to what Brazilian means, you should just really stop watching this show, okay? Because you're not going to make it. And seriously, any of the information I'm giving you, it's just going to hurt you at this point. So, you know, get on with it. So one of the big terrorist attacks that I was talking to you guys about was the bombing of the King David Hotel, which was another example. This happened when it was Palestine. It was still under British control, and the King David Hotel was run by the Brits. And it was bombed by three Israelis who tried to frame Muslim Palestinians for the bombing, but were discovered. And the reason they bombed the King David Hotel was because the British had collected evidence that the Israelis were killing British soldiers and Palestinian children. And they did not want them to have that evidence. Does that sound familiar? Huh? Does it sound like behavior we see happening today? And then here's a whole list. Here's a list. There's a list of terrorist attacks that you guys can look up. I suggest you look stuff up on X, by the way, because Google is just, it's a pure propaganda machine. And sometimes you get the truth and sometimes you get the truth mixed in with lies and you can't tell what's real. But if you go search on X and then go search through people's comments and look for adequate sources, you can compare them and actually come up with the truth. And if you don't have time for that, you can just watch my show where I'm going to give it to you, okay? But I don't ask you to trust me. Go look up the sources. There's no reason you have to trust me blindly. I provide where I got the information, and I tell you how to find it yourselves, okay? And I do encourage you guys to do that. Yeah, by the way, that guy that I showed you the picture where he's taunting the Israeli children, Itam Ben-Gvir, I can't even say their names, he had 8 terrorism convictions and 80 past charges. And he is a literal terrorist and represents Israel, which is nothing new, as all Israelis, founding fathers and PMs have been members of the terrorist organization. Something that you may not know is that the bombing of the King David Hotel, one of the people who was responsible for that ended up becoming Israel's first prime minister. So there you go, guys. Fun times. Menachem Begin. I can't say these people's name. I mean, these are funny. Menachem Begin. Maniacal begging. He's one of the ones who was responsible for blowing up the King David Hotel, which killed a lot of people. It was actually kind of brutally violent because what happened was people tried to escape and then parts of the building blew off and became like projectile missiles and killed people on the street. And some people were just walking by. So it was really horrific. And they planned it that way. Like they, I read this a while ago, so forgive me for not having all the details straight. But it was something where they had given them a warning or wanted them to evacuate the building because they had intentionally designed the bombing in the way that the projectiles are what would kill people. And then they went in and tried to capture the data that had proved that the Israelis were killing British soldiers and Palestinian children. And that's how, that is actually how the founding of the Israeli state happened. So you should not be shocked when you see them bombing a school for disabled children in Lebanon. Yes, you, literally, they did that. Can you, you can't write a villain this evil because no one would believe you. If you tried to put this in a movie, like, this guy's so evil, he's going to bomb a school for disabled children and then say that they were terrorists, people will be like, this is unbelievable. But that's what we're dealing with. That's our greatest ally, who wants to merge their military with our military, by the way. And good luck if that happens, because we're totally, totally. I misspoke, guys. The first prime minister of Israel was actually David Ben-Gurion, who was also involved in the King David bombing. Menachem Begin, who also was involved in the King David bombing, would become a, I believe, second or third prime minister of Israel. So, excuse me. He was the second one, and the first one was another terrorist who was involved in the bombing. Okay, moving on. So, my point is, guys, do not be fooled by a short skirt and Khazarian milkers to listen to what is essentially propaganda to get you to ally with her nation state, which is destroying your state, just because she stands up there and says a few offensive things about the Muslims. The Muslims are like the one group that it's like safe to hate in America. Did anybody call the Fort Lauderdale improv and complain about this joke? Did anybody do that? Did anybody get her canceled from a show for offending Muslims? Nothing. Nothing happened. But let her have said, or let me have said this about the Brazilians, and let's see how quickly I would be banned from that club. Oh, I'll tell you, I've already been banned for jokes that are way milder, way funnier, and way more clever than this. Way less racist, by the way, because my racism is actually funny, and you can't really argue with it. But yeah, it's totally safe to hate this guy. Isn't that, don't you think that's something strange to consider? Like, don't you think you should look at, like, oh yeah, I want to jump on this bandwagon, but why is it safe to jump on this bandwagon? Why is Randy Fine allowed to say that Muslims should be slaughtered and still continue serving in Congress, but anybody even saying, like, hey, I think that Palestinians shouldn't be murdered gets taken out by Miriam Adelson, one of the rich billionaires who made sure that Thomas Massey did not get reelected. And by the way, she is 100% Hasbara PSYOP. This is all propaganda. She was at the meeting in the Hamptons with Bill Ackman when they cornered poor Charlie Kirk in August. So kind of just a month before he was taken out. And then we'll get into why this connects to why anybody who wants to tell you, like, anybody who's questioning the Charlie Kirk assassination and saying that Israel was involved is a low IQ moron. They're trying to control your thought process through these emotionally manipulative tactics. Don't fall for it. Anyway, this has been documented. Here's a list of the people who were, and you'll notice things about them, right? Seth Dillon, Xavier DuRosso. He is the black Zog slave. You know, he's gay, so it adds a little, like, flavor. By the way, conservatives, no problem having a black gay guy on their side. They're supposed to be conservative, by the way, right? That's how you know they don't really have any real politics except for what's good for Brazilians. And then, of course, her. There she was, right there. Okay, Nate Friedman. These names sound familiar. Max Blumenthal is the one who actually broke the story and said that Kirk was basically brought in for what was an intervention where he was hammered for his increasingly skeptical views on the U.S. special relationship with Israel and for platforming prominent conservative critics of Israel at his TPUSA event, people like Tucker Carlson. One of the attendees, They convened this event in the Hamptons under the guise that we're going to talk about what's going to be done about Zohran Mamdani and his election in New York. It's amazing how they act like it wasn't their own people who got him elected, because who did Mamdani meet with after, right? And his whole platform is just an anti-white platform, which, again, we're going to, as soon as we talk about the Henry Nowak thing, you're going to understand how this is all connected and how you have to stop falling for the divide of, oh yeah, we're gonna fight these dirty Muslims. Like, you're not gonna get any of these people, not the Muslims, not the Sikhs, not the Indians, none of them out of your country until you realize who's behind it, because I'm sorry, they just have more power than you. And that's the way it's gonna go. This guy, Alex Berswitz, wanted to have an investigation of all foreign influence. And of course, you know, she tries to distract from and go, why only on this platform? Let's have an exhaustive investigation, like the radicalization of college campuses. Yeah, let's go look at the radicalization of college campuses that actually started at Columbia University under the Frankfurt School. What was the Frankfurt School? It was a group of radical left-wing Marxist Jewish thinkers who got thrown out of Germany and Soviet Russia and came to New York and set up shop and began radicalizing everybody under the same ideology, and then turned on their creators when they started doing the horrendous shit that they were doing to the Palestinians. And now you have a problem with it, only because they've targeted their ire at you instead of at the evil white man who you wanted them to target it at. And by the way, she's not the only female comedian that sucks. This recent Asian woman was going viral for what is tantamount shitty comedy, for sure, but it also reveals something that is deeply broken within the modern woman's psychology. Like, something has happened to women where they are incredibly hubristic, and literally we're at the stage where it's like, you know, when they told Icarus, don't fly so close to the sun because your wings are going to melt. That's where women are right now. They don't understand that the civilization that has allowed them to be as absolutely retarded as they currently are is coming crashing down. And their little paper degrees of, ooh, I got a master's in underwater basket weaving, aren't going to mean anything. And all those men that you made fun of because they do blue collar work, those are the men you're going to be begging to bang you in exchange for a few morsels of food. Okay? Because you are retarded and you don't understand that the only reason you are allowed to prance around in a crop top and tight pants and look like this and not get brutally is because there are decent, mostly white, some non, right, men who are stopping the hordes who want to do that to you. That's it. Oh, girl boss, there are female cops. Ladies, cut the shit, okay? If the whole police force was women and all the third world men who wanted to rape you knew that, you would see how quickly you would stop with your girl bossing.
We should have more women in male-dominated positions. Did you say who?
I did.
You booed? You don't think that more women should be in male-dominated positions?
Male dominant. You, now, what do you think she's talking about? I want you to think about what you think she means when she says more women should be in male dominated positions. Let me zoom in on this. Shout out to the guy in the audience proving that a random blue collar worker is smarter than an Asian woman with a master's degree. Really smarter than most women with master's degrees. It doesn't matter that she's Asian. That's irrelevant here. There we go. Sorry, you guys might have missed that. She said, I think we should be more women in male-dominated fields. And he goes, do you want to do concrete work, darling? Because guess what? Concrete work is a male-dominated field. Do you want to do that? What? No? Okay, well, how about oil rigging? You know, where you see those jacked guys having to spin the cylinder. I don't even know what they're doing. I'm not going to pretend. But it looks very dangerous. Do you want to do that? What? No? No? Do you want to crawl under the sewers for 10 to 12 hours a day to make sure that the plumbing in your city is working? No, that's not what you mean either.
I want to be a boss, bitch. I want to be in charge. Just put me in charge. You're not putting me in charge because I'm a girl. This is not right.
So she can't admit that she was wrong. She can't admit, like, oh, no, thank you for what you do. I'm talking about all these places where we make a lot of money. I just want the money without any of the labor. She can't admit that. She's got to double down and then really prove herself to be retarded.
Does it require a PhD?
So you're saying that women should do... Okay, well, now I'm curious. I really would like... What work do you think women should do then? Men should do concrete work.
Okay.
Because you like concrete. And
he actually didn't say that. He just rightfully asked you. You said you want more women in male-dominated fields. And he's like, well, do you want to do concrete work? Like, they're not... By the way, no one's stopping women from doing concrete work. They just don't want to do that work. That's the truth.
You need to play with it. I get it. But what kind of jobs do you think?
Get more women in mining.
We should get...
He's great. This guy's great. Somebody should give him the mic and put him on stage. Let's get more women on mining. That's funnier than anything she said.
They still do mining?
Okay, and look at all the, like, these are all liberal facts who are like, oh my God, it's so clever. They still do mining. All of you degenerate slobs depend on the labor of that man and other men like him. Hey, you know your little cell phones that you use to do business? Guess what? The cobalt in those cell phones came from men and children mining them. Absolute retard. These people are so retarded.
What are we mining for?
The fact that you don't even know what would we mine for. Like, what would we mine for? We need copper, tons of copper for all the new electrical gadgets that you guys have. Copper, you know, that's stripped in South Africa from all the electrical... I'm not going to pretend that I know all the terms, so don't come at me. All right? But you know what I'm talking about. All right? How about iron ore? How about coal? Because we still use coal. How about silver? How about gold? How about the gold that you like? I like to look pretty. This is why I say you got to slap bitches. You got to slap sense into them. Because this level of retardation has been allowed to go on for far too long.
We're mining for copper? Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're trying to get more women in mining or not?
Yeah. See, this is the problem with the liberal and the arrogant woman is that they are arrogant and incredibly ignorant. They are so condescending about things they know nothing about. We all had to deal with this during the cough of 2020 when you had lunatics who were wearing 3 and 4 masks screaming at you. And you're like, hey, sweetie, what you're actually doing is hurting your immune system because you're not getting fresh oxygen and you're actually just breathing your own recycled air. And that's actually worse for you. And she's like, shut up, put a mask on. And you're just like, I wish this was the Wild West when we could just duel and therefore get rid of such people.
Oh, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Well, preferably I prefer not to mine because I have a master's degree rather not do that. But
she was expecting everybody to be like, yeah, master's degree. You could literally get a master's degree in any bullshit. The only thing that matters is, are you willing to spend the money and are you dumb enough to do it? Which, thank you for proving that you are, okay? Shout out to HoMath, by the way. If you go check out HoMath on YouTube, he's got some great videos breaking down women's overestimation of certificates that don't really mean anything and underestimation of actual labor that men do that actually produces something, and how this has created the arrogant female psychology, which is in resulting in miserable women like this who think that they, by the way, I guarantee you she would like to get wrecked by this guy. If nobody was looking, and this guy after the show just cornered her in the and was like, let's get out of here, she would do it. I'm telling you, because women like this, this is all about, this is what happens when you're in a modern society, right? Because back in the day, this would be in a, you know, a beer hall, you know, and she's the maid running around getting all sassy. And then the man just grabs her, pulls her down, and she's like, I'm into this. But we can't do, she's daring him. She's literally daring him to dominate her. But he, and he's doing it by the way, very good with words, but she wants the physicality, but he is prevented by this modern gay society that says you can never make a woman feel bad or scared or anything because you're a terrible person. But as you can see, the woman desires it.
Want to mine? They should be able to go down into the mines to mine. Right? Yeah, that's really cool. I feel like this is a topic for greater discussion.
Nothing about that was funny, I'll just tell you, okay? Also, all the cucks clapping, yes, women should be able to mine. And then this is how we get the, whether it was real or fake, attempt on Trump's life, and we get the Secret Service woman ducking behind the president. This is how you get there. Nothing's stopping women from going down into the mines, except the fact that they don't want to do it because it's hard physical labor. And you, 115-pound Asian woman with maybe 15% muscle mass, should know that you don't have the physical strength to do this. All right. I think I've exhausted myself today.
Talking about how crappy female comedians are took me a lot longer than I was expecting, and I'm a little tired, okay? So this is gonna be the end of this video. I am gonna talk about the Henry Nowak thing and how that's connected to the Brazilians, and I'm gonna put that behind the paywall so I can talk about it freely, because I don't know, I'm pushing the line with the YouTube thing, and I know it, and I know one of these days the hammer's coming down. So I want to be able to talk about that freely, because there's a direct connection to the Brazilians bringing in the Sikhs and the other people who are targeting the British people, and why the British people can't fight back. So if you want to catch that, you know, it's just go to my Leonardo is Funny page and sign up for my premium membership. That's all, you know, and, you know, we'll put a discount code. Let's just use discount code Leo, and you'll get 20% off for your first month of premium membership. So how about that? How's that? Does that sound good to you guys? Good. I'm glad.